Birds chirp as Scott Eustace squints in the sun at what he says is among the most valuable land in New Orleans.
We're surrounded by marshes. I see fish moving in the canal, and then lots of salt marsh grasses across the way.
Eustace is the science director for the Gulf Restoration Network. We're about 25 miles away from the city proper, down the road from fishing camps perched along Chef Minter Pass. This is the New Orleans East Land Bridge, a thin strip of land separating Lake Bourne from Lake Pontchartrain. It's just outside the levees and seems worlds away from the skyscrapers and busy streets downtown. But experts say this marsh offers critical protection for the rest of the city. Eustace says the hurricane protection system finished around Metro New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina will protect us to an extent. But this part of it, the giant dirt wall in the east, can only stand if the marshy land survives.
If you don't have wetlands, that daily tide, daily waves will eat at an earthen levee.
Like many wetlands in southeast Louisiana, the land bridge is disappearing. If nothing is done to protect it, most of it could be underwater in 50 years. A third of Orleans Parish would be gone. Back in central New Orleans, Charles Sutcliffe points to a map showing restoration plans. He's with the governor's coastal office, and he's worked closely with the state coastal authority to decide what can be saved. In one of those projects, the state plans to dredge soil from the lakes St. Catherine and Pontchartrain. That will help rebuild and nourish hundreds of acres of brackish wetland.
It's a massive marsh creation project there that will probably have to be built over multiple phases, but that's a critical area of importance.
The price tag, $1.5 billion. It's the biggest restoration project planned for Orleans Parish in the Coastal Master Plan, a blueprint for saving what's left of Louisiana's vanishing coast. But right now, there's not enough money or enough coordination. That's according to Chris Dalbum, the program manager at the Tulane Institute on Water Resources Law and Policy. He says the city, state, and coastal parishes need to do a better job of working together to save wetlands all around us.
We can't separate New Orleans from the rest of the coast, from the rest of the region. And so if we do everything we wanted within our borders, but if everything around us is falling apart, it's not going to do us nearly as much good.
More coordination could unlock bigger grants. Jeff Hebert, the former resiliency officer for New Orleans, agrees.
And so New Orleans needs to have a huge voice at the table, because at the end of the day, if we don't invest in the coast, if we don't invest in projects, if the parishes below us are not protected, there frankly is no New Orleans.
A city spokeswoman says they're working on it. For now, they're looking to rebuild wetlands within the city. They hope to use penalties from the BP oil spill, a separate fund from the state's pool for similar projects. First, they have to write a plan. Then they'll get just $8 million spread over 15 years, a pittance compared to the $6 billion the state says it needs for projects in New Orleans. Meantime, the clock is ticking as the oceans get warmer and more of Louisiana's coast disappears. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Della Hassell.